This is Nick.
This is Jack.
It's Wednesday, Ceviche Wednesday, April 24th, and today's pod is the best one yet.
The top three pop business news stories you need to know today.
Yeah, stocks, they rose finally, Jack.
We needed that bounce back after two down weeks in a row.
But Jack, pause the pod for a second. We are hours away from the live show. We got other stuff going on, man.
I'm doing breathing and voice exercises right now.
I'm doing air squats and mirror prep talks.
You're a lion. Hear me roar.
Makeup and hair, we're ready for you.
We are prepping for our first New York City live show tonight, Wednesday, April 24th, 2024.
Yeah, it's Jack and I are getting ready. We're doing all the nerve stuff. But in the meantime, Jack, we've got three fantastic stories for today's show.
For our first story, there's a shocking new side effect to the weight loss drugs like Ozempic. And that side effect is babies.
Babies! Ozempic is accidentally causing a baby boom.
For our second story, Apple is in talks to buy the TV rights to FIFA's new global soccer tournament.
Jack and I call it the Super World Cup, and Apple is paying $1 billion for it.
And our third and final story, Verizon stock has barely budged the past 20 years.
Just a little bit.
But when you add in dividends, the stock is up 300%.
So we want to talk to you about Dividend Divas. The divas of the dividend.
But Yetis, before we hit that wonderful mix of stories.
I mean, now that is a mix before a live show, Jack. I'm feeling great, right? Are your stomach okay? How you feeling?
I feel great.
You look great. You're looking fantastic.
I'm drinking tea. I'm sipping, resting my throat a little bit.
Actually, Yetis, Jack and I are drinking a lot of lozenges and tea. That's how you prep for a live show.
But Yetis, speaking of live show, Nick and I had no idea we would become podcast hosts when we grew up.
Yeah, it's funny. We had no idea because growing up, this was not an actual job.
This job was not a job when we were growing up.
I mean, like podcast host, that wasn't an outcome on those career tests that you take in high school, Jack.
Podcast host?
Yeah.
Our parents still don't get it.
No, it's like radio, but it's digital.
But digital.
Yeah, but it's digital.
Now, that's one reason we're actually so pumped we have our live show tonight.
Yeah, because a podcast live show isn't just new to us. It's new to the world, basically.
Relatively speaking,
yeah. Yeah.
But get this, Yetis. Odds are, a couple generations ago, your job didn't exist either.
Yeah, odds are that the name for your job wasn't even named yet.
And here's the proof. According to an MIT study, 6 out of 10 jobs that exist today did not exist in 1940.
All right, let's repeat that. 60% of jobs today weren't around last century.
Crypto trader? Not a thing till 2010.
Digital marketing? Not a thing until 1990.
It's really fun to look at the U.S. Census Bureau
check
when they added new career choices.
All right, we jumped in T-Boy style. Get this. Tattooist wasn't a job until 1950.
Hypnotherapist. I'm surprised that's an actual job.
Yeah, true.
But it has been since 1980, according to the census.
Bud tender? That wasn't an official job, bud tender, until 2012.
It's a bartender.
Yeah.
But for buds.
And podcaster wasn't a recognized official job until 2010.
If you told us in high school we'd host a live show as podcast hosts, we'd be like... Yeah.
Confused. So I'm in the iPod, Jack? Are you in the iPod? Who's in the iPod?
Yetis, if you got a job that didn't exist a few years ago, you got to let us know.
Maybe you're a plant-based meat critic? Is that a thing?
Wasn't a thing 5 years ago.
What do you do today that didn't exist when you were a kid?
Jump into the Spotify Q&A and tell us your career that's pretty darn new.
Or comment on Instagram at TBoyPod.
What's your job that didn't even exist when you were a kid?
Grandma, it's podcast host. Cast.
I'm a radio host, Grandma. I'm a radio host.
Let's hear the three stories. 15 years before this song, two boys from the Northeast met in the dorm. They had an idea to cause a cultural storm. It's the best one yet, but the best is the norm. Jack, Nick, that's it. I don't even think they need to practice. 50%, that's a fat tip. T-Boy City on your at list. If you know, you know, cause we ready to go. We can't wait no more, so just start the show. Start the show. First, a quick word from our sponsor.
This podcast is supported by FedEx.
FedEx offers picture-proof of delivery, packageless and paperless returns, as well as weekend home delivery to 98% of the U.S. on Saturday and 50% on Sunday.
See the FedEx service guide for delivery information.
FedEx Ground service is also faster to more locations than UPS Ground. See what FedEx can do for your business.
Absolutely. Positively, FedEx. Sponsorship for this show comes from SoFi Invest. Alternative investments are now available on SoFi. Unlock the potential to build and protect your wealth with alts, including real estate, venture capital, pre-IPO unicorns and more at SoFi.com/tboy.
Alternative investment funds have unique risks, including the risk of loss, may charge high fees, can be illiquid, and aren't suitable for all investors. Investors should carefully consider the investment objectives, risks, charges, expenses, and important information contained in a fund's prospectus prior to investing. SoFi Securities LLC, member FINRA, SIPC. For our first story, the biggest surprise in medicine right now, it's Ozempic. Oops, babies.
It appears the miracle weight loss drugs are causing a baby boom by accident.
But Jack, let's start with the money. The biggest public company in Europe. Who is it these days?
It's no longer a fashion company, but it is a fashionable company.
Yes, it is. It is the pharmaceutical giant Novo Nordisk, which is Europe's most valuable company now.
They make Ozempic and Wegovy, the two miracle GLP-1 weight loss drugs everyone's talking about.
But yeah, this is Jack, and I have told you right now, we are living in the Ozempic economy.
Because an estimated one-third of Americans could eventually be on these miracle weight loss drugs in the coming years.
That's why we talked about the Ozempic effect. Like, this drug's ability to chemically reduce cravings has hurt the stocks of snack and junk food companies. Like Krispy Kreme and Pepsi, they're feeling the Ozempic heat.
Twinkies is existentially concerned.
People are bearish on Bear Claw making cookie companies.
But Yetis, you knew that story already because we've told it a few times on this pod.
But did you know about Ozempic's new surprise side effect?
We didn't until we just heard about it.
Get this. Ozempic is causing a baby boom.
Ozempic babies. Wegovy wah-wahs.
Wegovy wah-wahs. That's right. The top trending weight loss drug may also increase fertility in some women.
And it's not because you lost weight and are feeling more flirty.
Yeah, this story isn't about the vibes that we're talking about.
It's much more medical than that, although we should point out further scientific research is needed.
On that note, Jack, could you sprinkle on a little context for us, please?
A leading cause of infertility in women is called polycystic ovary syndrome, or PCOS for short.
But interestingly, women diagnosed with PCOS who are also on Ozempic are, to their great surprise, getting pregnant.
It's early in the game here, but there's a Facebook group called I Got Pregnant on Ozempic that has nearly 1,000 members.
Yeah, so the reporters over at Bloomberg jumped in on their own T-boy style and started reporting on this, and they found some interesting stuff.
They spoke to an endocrinologist at Cornell Medical School who said that GLP-1 weight loss drugs may wake up ovaries and boost fertility for women who have PCOS.
Again, Jack, and I should point out the data and the studies are still limited, but hey, this is a hopeful moment and feels like a win to celebrate.
So the FDA told Novo Nordisk to study their drug's impact on fertility ASAP.
They're like, honestly, stop everything else you're doing. Forget about the food.
Potentially huge deal.
Focus on the babies. So Jack, what's the takeaway for our buddies over in Ozempic?
Ozempic may be the first ever two-time accidental invention.
Yeah, it is fascinating thing Jack and I have been actually talking about for a bit. We've been waiting to do a story on this. The medical industry is actually filled with accidental inventions.
Medicines that started with one intended purpose, but the accidental side effect became the main purpose.
For example, penicillin. It was discovered when a doctor accidentally noticed that it killed mold.
The penicillin creators won a Nobel Prize for that accidental discovery.
Or Viagra, which was invented for a heart problem, but then the test group discovered it had another use.
The Viagra creators did not win a Nobel Prize for that accidental discovery.
Can you guys give us back the pills you didn't use?
They're like, no, we're going to keep our extra doses.
These have been great. We're just going to hold on to them for a little bit longer.
But yeah, Ozempic may stand out as our first ever double accidental invention.
Because Ozempic was actually invented 20 years ago to treat diabetes.
And today, 20 years later, it surged to help everyday people simply lose weight.
So one accidental strategy pivot has turned Ozempic's owner into a $500 billion company.
But if the studies confirm that this can also treat infertility, it'd be the first ever two-time accidental invention.
For our second story, next summer, FIFA is going to host what Jack and I are calling the Super World Cup.
This soccer tournament is the biggest streaming opportunity ever, and Apple is reportedly about to buy it.
Now, Jack, you and I, we like to plan things in advance, but we already know what we're doing in 2026, don't we, man?
We're watching the World Cup.
Yeah, the World Cup. It's coming to the United States, Mexico, and Canada in 2026.
We're hosting a joint soccer party, us and our northern and southern neighbors.
It's going to be a laugh ride. Now, you already knew that, Yetis.
But there's another World Cup tournament you probably didn't know about.
Get this. In 2025, the United States is going to host the Mundial de Club, a new global tournament that FIFA is really excited about.
Translation? Clubs of the world.
Yeah, Jack and I, though, call it the Super World Cup, because this is like the Super Bowl and the World Cup combined.
This is a World Cup-style tournament, but instead of national teams competing against each other, it's club teams.
Yeah, like instead of Team Germany, it'll probably be Bayern Munich, the Bundesliga champs.
Instead of Team USA, it'll probably be the Seattle Sounders, the top MLS team.
And if Richmond AFC wins the Premier League in season 4 at Ted Lasso, then they will qualify for this Super World Cup tournament.
As a soccer fan, this is exciting. Because we've seen friendlies between, like, Real Madrid and New York City FC.
Yeah, random games.
But those are friendlies. There's no stakes. They don't even try hard.
Yet, this is like if the New York Yankees played the Tokyo Giants in the Intergalactic World Series of Earth Baseball.
It's a whole different kind of world sports tournament.
And for the first time, 32 teams will compete in this Club World Cup, and it all goes down next summer.
Right here in the United States.
Now, that's exciting. But that's not even the news, Jack.
The news is that Apple is going to own this tournament.
Now, Bessie's not quite official yet, but multiple sources indicate that Apple is the front runner for the complete media rights to this entirely new tournament.
It makes sense. Apple already owns the 10-year streaming deal for MLS here in the United States.
All right. But like, this isn't U.S. streaming rights, Jack. This is way bigger, man.
This is a global media deal that gives them the exclusive right to show these games across the entire planet.
I'm sorry, I need a whistle, though. Yellow card. Jack, one sec. We got to pause the pod. Can you sprinkle on some context, please, as to how big this is exactly?
World soccer tournaments are a whole new bar game when it comes to viewership.
1.5 billion people watched Argentina versus France in the final of the last World Cup.
That's 10 times more viewers than America's Super Bowl.
Okay, so if the viewership for this new Super World Cup is just even a fraction of that, then Apple gets a huge catapult.
Not to mention all the Ted Lasso spinoffs.
Jamie Tartt versus Lionel Messi, who you got, Jack?
Jamie Tartt season 1 or Jamie Tartt season 3?
Trick question. I know he's only in season 2.
That is not correct. That's not correct at all.
I'm not falling for it, Jack. So, Jack, what's the takeaway for our buddies who love soccer over at Apple?
To become a whole world company, Apple is betting on the whole world's game.
Yeah, it is. The most interesting part of Apple streaming this Super World Cup is actually the audience.
Because the iPhone, it's $1,000. It's a first world product.
Yeah. Oh, plus $200 for AppleCare on top of the iPhone?
That's more expensive than homeowners insurance.
And yet, that is why only 20% of the world uses an iPhone.
But if Apple wins this streaming deal for this global soccer tournament, then it would reach the other 80% of the world.
Because the world would have to download Apple's TV app to watch the game.
Which means many in the low-income world might encounter their Apple product for the first time.
And that's why for that tremendous marketing opportunity, Apple is reportedly going to pay $1 billion, according to reports.
That's after Apple has already paid $2.5 billion for 10 years of the MLS.
Besties, the first world uses Apple products, but the whole world loves soccer.
That's why Apple is now betting a $3.5 billion wager on the world's game.
Now, a quick word from our sponsor.
Today's show is sponsored by Acura.
The spirit of performance is what defines Acura.
And now, it's electric. Introducing the ZDX, Acura's most powerful SUV yet.
Crafted using the same formula that brought them electrified supercars and multiple IMSA championships, the ZDX has track-tested performance that packs an energy all its own.
Unlock the energy and order yours at Acura.com. This episode is sponsored by Audible, the home of storytelling.
Protect her.
That's from the opening chapter of The Last Thing He Told Me.
Or is it protect her?
It's protect her.
Right, it's like that.
It's a thrilling mystery my wife and I listened to on Audible.
It actually got adapted into a TV show, but it was way more riveting as an audiobook, wasn't it, man?
It's about a tech executive who disappears when his company gets indicted on accounting fraud.
But he disappeared to protect her. And honestly, we shouldn't say anymore. Let's stop there.
Listen to the whole audiobook on Audible while driving in the car on road trips.
And you should too. As an Audible member, you can choose one title a month to keep from their entire catalog.
New members can try Audible free for 30 days. Visit audible.com/tboy or text tboy to 500-500.
That's audible.com/tboy or text tboy to 500-500. For our third and final story, Verizon stock looks disconnected. Verizon, it's only grown 20% in the last 20 years. That is not exactly exciting.
But don't underestimate the dividend.
Don't underestimate the dividend.
We've been looking at Verizon stock all wrong.
Oh, Jack, the three most hated companies in business, the VAT, the VAT.
Verizon, AT&T, and T-Mobile.
Representative!
That's the threeopoly that controls your phone cell service.
Verizon's actually number one out of all of them. They take $78 a month out of Jack's phone bill and from 116 million other wireless customers.
That is a nice, consistent business model of taking my money from Verizon.
But despite that extremely reliable cash flow, Verizon stock doesn't look that good right now.
The stock fell 5% last week on news that Verizon actually lost customers over the past year.
In fact, Verizon has fewer wireless customers today than they did 6 years ago.
That's why, for decades, actually, Verizon stock has massively underperformed the rest of the stock market.
Can you hear me now, Verizon? You can hear a pin drop right now, Jack.
But there's something very surprising when you jump in T-Boy style to Verizon's numbers.
This is fascinating. Follow us on this one. All right. In the past 20 years, Verizon stock is up just 20%, while the S&P 500 is up 350%.
So Verizon massively underperforms the rest of the stock market.
Jack, just 20% growth in 20 years?
You would have been better off just putting your money in any savings account.
Jack, I've got a Hot Wheels car that is appreciated more than Verizon. Jack, I've got a Cascade lacrosse helmet from middle school that's worth more than Verizon stock now.
Put that thing on eBay, man.
I probably should.
But Yetis, you can't talk about Verizon stock without talking about Verizon dividends.
Dividends, the quarterly cash to shareholders. Getting a dividend is like getting a birthday check from your nana.
Last year, Verizon paid owners of Verizon stock $11 billion of those dividend checks.
Yeah, which is about half of Verizon's annual profits. That's a lot.
It's Verizon's way of rewarding owners of the stock.
Yeah, it's their way of sending you a piece of the profit because we're all in this together.
After all, if you own the stock, you own part of the company.
Verizon is really into paying dividends. Verizon has paid a dividend every single year over the last 20 years.
And they've increased the size of that dividend every single year for the last 20 years.
Yeah, Verizon is a dividend dynasty, baby.
It's a dividend diva.
Yeah, they're the dividend duke of the dividend, Jack.
Owning Verizon stock is not about the stock at all. It's about the dividend.
Yeah, Verizon's dividend. It's actually one of the biggest in finance. It's equal to about 7% of Verizon's stock price.
So if the stock is $100 a share, each share got a $7 dividend check last year.
Verizon is one really nice nana. So, Jack, what's the takeaway for our buddies over at
Representative
Verizon?
When it comes to an investment, the dividend can be the decider.
Yeah, these exciting tech companies, they don't pay dividends. They prefer to reinvest that cash into growing their own companies.
Like by building a humanoid robot or something.
Boring companies like Verizon, they pay most of their profits out as dividends. And actually, when you look at the numbers, that is not boring at all.
We told you twice already that Verizon stock only rose by 20% in 20 years.
But if you include dividends, then Verizon stock is actually up 300% in the last 20 years.
It's a night and day difference whether you're including dividends or not including dividends.
Oh, and Jack, we got to include dividends because dividends are the main reason why you own Verizon stock.
So Verizon stock was really up 300% in the past 20 years if you factor in the income you got from dividends.
Besties, that's the beautiful thing about a dividend. Dividends completely change the math on a good investment versus a bad one.
Don't forget the dividend.
When it comes to an investment, the dividend can be the decider. Jack, can you whip up the takeaways for us before the T-Boy Live pod show later?
Our first story was Ozempic Oops Babies. The weight loss drug appears to boost fertility in women who have PCOS.
Yetis, if studies confirm this would be the first ever two-time accidental invention.
For our second story, Apple is the front runner for the global streaming rights to the new and revamped 32-team Club World Cup.
To become a whole world company, Apple
is betting on the whole world game.
And our third and final story, Verizon stock appears to be massively underperforming, but don't forget the dividend.
Because when it comes to investments, dividends can be the decider.
But Yetis, this pod's not over yet. Here's what else you need to know today.
First, in a shocker, the FTC voted today to ban non-competes. This is the biggest ruling in labor in 50 years.
Workers are pumped about this.
Oh, yeah.
Because it makes it way easier for you to take a new job and get paid somewhere else.
And CEOs are bummed about this because they think company secrets are going to, like, get out everywhere. They're everywhere.
And they think their employees are going to leave, which they should have the right to do.
The lawyers are thrilled about this because this ruling will get appealed and might not go into effect for a few years.
And second, Express, your go-to mall brand for cute tops and cargo shorts, has filed for bankruptcy.
Express is closing 100 stores, but they're trying to save that incredible Express brand.
Did you know that Express acquired Bonobos a couple years ago for $25 million?
Did not know that until we discovered the story, Jack.
And finally, John Deere, the tractor company, has a new strategy to reach Gen Z. Tractor TikTok.
Tractor TikTok. John Deere is paying $200,000 a year to anyone who can manage their social media accounts.
And people are so excited to see Tractor TikTok, they gained almost 100,000 followers before posting their first video.
Now, time for the best fact yet. This one sent in by Raphael the Runner, who's currently at 7,000 feet above sea level and climbing, Jack.
Nick and I mentioned yesterday during our Nike story that we're both reading Phil Knight's memoir. His autobiography, which is...
Let's go with both.
What's the difference, actually, between a memoir and a
memoir gets more emotional, I think.
It's called Shoe Dog. I'm on chapter two. Nick's done with it.
A cool story. The legendary swoosh logo for Nike, it was actually crafted by a Portland State University student named Carolyn Davidson.
Phil Knight hired her as a freelancer and paid her $35 for the legendary swoosh that we still know today.
Nike was such a little startup back then. They were just like, hey, $35 is all we can do for this logo.
Yeah. He actually said, I don't love it. But eventually he came around to it.
Yeah, he didn't love it at first. Well, when the company eventually boomed, he threw a party in the designer's honor.
And gifted her 500 shares, which would be worth $600,000 today if she didn't sell.
And yes, Nike pays a dividend. I think. Jack, can you confirm that, please?
Yeah, let me see. Yeah, let's see. Yes, Nike pays a 1.6% dividend.
As we said, Nike pays a dividend. Yetis, you look fantastic today. And if we're going to see you tonight, we can't wait to see you at the live show.
Like I've said several times, it's potentially the biggest night of our professional careers.
Honestly, we're thrilled about it. We've been doing push-ups, calisthenics, makeup, hair, shampoo, you name it. We're getting ready in every part.
I feel like Derek Jeter or Alicia Keys, two New Yorkers.
I like where you're going with this. We've got a fantastic show prepared for you. And Yetis, for those just listening on the pod, we're going to turn it into a special podcast for you too.
If you're not there with us live in person, you can watch the full New York City live show on YouTube on Thursday morning.
So before the big live show tonight, HYHTBOY.
Have you had the best one yet?
That's how we grow the show. Jack and I will see you in hair and makeup.
Save your voice. Save your voice.
We'll see you in hair and makeup. And before we go, a happy 10th birthday to Yeti Neum Pandit, who's enjoying that celebration down in Charlotte, North Carolina with some barbecue.
And happy birthday to Gotami from Austin, Texas, originally from India.
And Marjorie Zelaya over in lovely Los Angeles likes llamas and her fiance and birthday cupcakes.
And happy 27th birthday to Trusha Chandon in Pasadena, California. And to anyone else who's celebrating something today, make it a T-boy.
Celebrate the wins.
This is Jack. Nick and I both own stock of Apple. And Nick's son, Max, the pod son, owns stock of Nike because I gifted it to him. Not on his first birthday. No, I think it was for his birth. Yeah, it was for his birth. I actually encouraged Nick to open a 529 savings account and I endowed him with the first share of stock.
So Maxie is one share of Nike, which is down 15%.
It's a long-term haul. If you like The Best One Yet, you can listen ad-free right now by joining Wondery Plus in the Wondery app or on Apple Podcasts.
Prime members can listen ad-free on Amazon Music.
And before you go, tell us a little bit about yourself by filling out a short survey at wondery.com/survey.
We want to get to know you.
behind every successful business is a story, and some of them might surprise you, like how Chobani's first yogurt factory was discovered on a piece of junk mail, or how the founder of the multi-million dollar cosmetics brand Drunk Elephant was told by everyone, including her own mother, that the name sounded like a dive bar. I'm Guy Raz, and on my show How I Built This, I talk to founders behind the world's biggest companies to learn the real stories of how they built them. In each episode, you'll hear entrepreneurs share moments of doubt and failure and talk about how they were able to overcome them on their way to the top. How I Built This is like a masterclass in innovation and creativity from the people who've done it all. Follow How I Built This wherever you get your podcasts. You can listen to How I Built This early and ad-free right now on Wondery Plus. For more deep dive and daily business content, listen to Wondery, the destination for business podcasts. With shows like How I Built This, Business Wars, and many more, Wondery means business.